Welcome back to A Healthy Conversation. Steve Woods and myself, Dr. Jeff Barkin, you're at News Radio WGAN, FM 98.5, AM 560, streaming and podcasting at WGAN.com. Very fortunate to have Leslie Tremberth, Interim Executive Director at LearningWorks, here in studio with us, talking about education and really different models of education. There's no one thing, no one path for everybody to get educated. That's something that I think we all agree on. People coming from tough backgrounds, high adverse childhood events, so-called ACEs, have a different path sometimes needed than people who are more fortunate. I know another area are income disparities, big differences between those who are very rich and those who are not. What are you seeing there at LearningWorks?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, that speaks to the focus of our programs. You know, I'll use our after school program as an example, and the resources are specifically targeted at those Title I schools that serve a larger percentage of students that qualify for free and reduced price lunch because of income. And it's an acknowledgement, really, that, you know, there is a disadvantage there. A better resourced school, you know, often then has a community that's more able to provide additional resources needed and even community involvement. And so it really is acknowledging that there's a need for some additional programming there.
And although now that's being threatened, like the whole Portland school budget for the summer is being threatened, and a lot of things that would normally occur not going to happen. And the problem there is the burden that it imposes, not just on the kids not learning, but on the parents who now have to care for the kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think Portland is probably similar to a lot of other districts right now, where there was a lot of pandemic-related funding that came down from the federal level, which was a wonderful thing. And that funding is now, by and large, going away. And I think any educator or administrator would tell you that the needs are still very much there. And so, you know, we are having these conversations with all of our school district partners about what they're seeing in their budgets. We're seeing it in our budgets to an extent as well, and trying to figure out how do we continue to combine our resources to meet the need. And to your point, you know, make sure that families still have good options for their students, both from an educational standpoint and also just from, you know, comprehensive care.
Yeah, that's an entry point for a rant that I have.
Okay.
And, you know, we live in funny times, and I don't mean humorous, but just difficult times, where everything is so contentious in the political realm and government. Business is harder. Everything is hard. And then you top it off with a 3-year pandemic. You know, it's almost like all areas of society are these tightly strung piano strings, and they all started breaking in systems. But as a civilized society, either at a higher level, on the federal level, on the state level, on the county level, or on the local level, I wish we could all sit at a table, metaphorically, and decide that whatever differences we have politically or in terms of, you know, certain social points of view, I think all that's fine to debate. But if we could just decide that as a society, we have a collective interest and obligation to children in terms of making sure that if you're born in the United States, if you're a child in the United States, you get access to health care, you get access to housing, you get access to food, so food insecurity. And when somebody turns 18 and they have the capacity to work, I think that we can adjust those expectations of what society should do. I know there's a lot of debates in terms of different programs and welfare programs. That's open to debate in terms of levels and subjectivity. But there shouldn't even be a discussion. If you're 3 years old, 6 years old, 9 years old, and we're talking about not having resources to feed or provide medical care, there's something obscene about that, whether it's here in Maine or around the country.
I don't understand how we can have a healthy society without having a trained society. And I think that we have so many inputs coming at us from the media, from particularly social media, that it becomes increasingly difficult for people to interpret information. And without education, it's really hard to get through modern life.
Well, we punish kids because of the failures of their parents. And I think there's a lot of that psychology that happens along in policymaking, where people see people who are disadvantaged. They're unemployed or underemployed. They're on welfare. They're collecting. And there's a sense of punishment and being punitive. And at some point, we need to change the reflex and say, yeah, maybe adults are making bad decisions, but if there's a child involved, that should be of no real consequence. The child didn't make the decision who they were born to. The child didn't decide to grow up in one town versus another town. And I don't want to do geographic shaming, but whether it's state by state or areas of Maine, we should do more to make sure that the most vulnerable are taken care of. And you know, that probably extends to the other side of the continuum. If you're 70 or 80, we should also have a mechanism, because in the same sense, you're vulnerable.
Yes. And yeah, exactly. I mean, in terms of return on investment, what we know from programs like Head Start, if you look at projects that have been done in Chicago, like the Perry Project, that for every dollar that you invest in pre-K, you have a $7 output at the end of the day, and you increase the rates of high school graduation profoundly. Wouldn't you agree with that, Leslie?
Absolutely. And, you know, what you're speaking to is, you know, speaks to why LearningWorks has always remained committed to making our programming free for anybody. So whether it's a elementary school age child or a teenager, you know, who's looking for support for getting their education, you know, as long as they're willing and able to come and participate, we want to make sure that they have access to the resources that we provide that are going to help them to get that leg up that they might not otherwise have.
And to give them that leg up and to provide those resources, people can support your organization by going to www.learningworks.me. That's www.learningworks.me. Because what you're doing is foundational in not just educating those kids, but building the workforce in Maine. And everybody that I speak with, and I do mean that, is all concerned about the workforce and labor shortages. Is that what you're hearing from some of your students?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and it really does touch a lot of our programs. But, you know, we have a lot of conversations with our students. We actually call them members, although I know I've been saying students, but also talking to, you know, community partners, businesses, and everybody's talking about the challenges of, you know, meeting the needs of the workforce right now. And so we're trying to do our part, and we certainly appreciate any support that we can get.
We're talking to Leslie Trimberth, the interim executive director of LearningWorks on News Radio WGN. In the next minute or so that we have left, Leslie, what does the future look like in terms of, you've identified four programs that your members participate in, but are there any policy things being discussed in Maine, or, you know, what does the future look like as technology changes, and how does LearningWorks keep growing, and what are the plans for the future?
Sure. I think our primary plan is to keep offering the high quality programming that we have been. But again, it's interesting to think about technology at the same time as we're seeing that renewed interest in, you know, moving away from sort of the traditional academic college landscape and more focus on the vocational aspect of things. And so, you know, technology certainly plays a role in that too, but we also are kind of doubling down our focus on the programming and the training that we've been offering, recognizing that there's actually even more of a need and an interest in it, and trying to forge the kinds of community partnerships that will help us to serve even more students and help to increase our contribution to the workforce in Maine.
And what you're doing is so relevant, so critical, because Maine, we're the oldest state.
We are.
We need really, really good, educated young people to be the force that keeps us thriving. That's what keeps us healthy. It is a healthy conversation. It's Steve Woods and myself, Dr. Jeff Barkin. Leslie Trimberth, Interim Executive Director of LearningWorks, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.